This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What the hell are you doing this for, Gibbons?
I am so excited, okay?
This doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense?
Well, before he starts, really quick, Allie, he asked me to watch to take his dogs out, right?
Yeah.
He's got two dogs, and he goes, would you mind letting my dogs out while I'm on my road trip?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking all weekend, I either have to go to his house.
Did we talk about the fact that you went over there and you didn't need to go over there to his house, by the way, when he was on vacation? Or did you just dust that under the rug and not bring it up?
I'm pretty sure I told you about that. When I went to your house and the cleaners were there and they'd already moved your trash cans, and then they scared the hell out of me because I didn't know they were there, and then they popped out,
and then
I
he wondered
them.
Why he went out there in the first place. Why couldn't your neighbors just bring your trash can in?
Because I trust Gibbons more than my neighbors. If I'm being honest.
Fact, okay. Hey. To each their own, right?
So he asked me to return the favor. He said, will you come over and let my dogs out? Because he goes, I'm leaving Friday at what, noon?
Friday at about 7 a.m.
Yeah.
With your whole fam?
Just me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
And the kids are going to be at school. Her mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law is going to watch the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to Cleveland, and I asked Riggs if he could come by and watch the dogs. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well,
not watch the dogs, even just walk the dogs and feed the dogs real quick.
Because I'm coming by once to let them out in the evening, and then he was like, we'll be back early the next morning. So he's gone literally for less than 24 hours. He's going to Cleveland, seeing a show, and then coming right back.
Yep.
Like, they're not staying overnight. He's not
relaxing.
You're
not staying overnight?
No. Going in there, going to the show, coming back.
Like, I'm so confused. Like, why? Please, explain what you're doing.
I'm going to Cleveland, Ohio to see a band that none of you guys have ever heard of called The Starting Line. They're like a Blink-182.
You're right, we've never heard of them. Move on.
Yeah. They're like a Blink-182 type band, but they're like my favorite band of all time.
Well, it's the band you love, sure, whatever.
I've traveled to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania from here to see them, and now I found out they're doing this little tour, like five dates where they're going to go through their whole catalog. They're not doing any dates near us. So I booked a ticket to see them in Cleveland, right? And then a month later, I get an alert. Riot Fest in Chicago, The Starting Line's playing. So the band I want to see is going to be in Chicago on Sunday, but I'm going to Cleveland on Friday to see them, and I couldn't be happier.
Nice.
I'm very happy to go and get this road trip off.
How long of a drive is it to Cleveland? Hour-wise.
450 miles, probably 7 hours.
I've driven it. It's like 8 hours. Because you have to, it depends on how you go.
Right.
Too.
Mm-hmm. And the time, the route and the time.
We stopped in Chicago. We spent the night in Chicago, and then we drove to Cleveland.
Yeah. You get to drive through the only okay part of Indiana. The northern
There's
part of
no
Indiana.
There's no okay part of Indiana. I hate
there
to
is.
Break it to you.
It's the very tip of the
Says
northern
the
part.
The guy from Indiana.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the part by the lake that's the cool part. That's the only part of Indiana.
The little part by the lake,
that's
of course.
That's the only part. Everything else is trash.
It's the same thing with Cleveland. The only cool part is by the lake.
Which is why I'm trying to get in and get out. You know, I want to go and I don't want to spend the night. I don't want to hang out in Cleveland. I want to go there, see my band, and then get home.
Well, I'm surprised you don't want to do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's what I was going to say.
That's like...
The only thing.
The one big thing in Cleveland that you are going to be there and not see.
By the timing didn't work out. We would get there by about 6 o'clock tonight. They close at 5:30. I wanted to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw that and I was like, you know what? I'll get it next time I go to Cleveland.
It's only 7 hours away.
Are you leaving today?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning, about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Bright and early. Going to get there, probably get some dinner, go to the show, come back. That's how I do my road trips, man. I get in, I get out.
That's still, I feel like I would want to maximize some time and at least stay the night and relax a little bit.
Oh, I probably can't afford to.
Oh, I can afford it for sure. It's just
Well, then stay the damn night and enjoy Cleveland.
I have no interest in staying in Cleveland. I want to go there. I want to see the band. Then I want to get the hell out of Dodge. That's how I do my
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is everything for you.
It is, but I don't have the time to do it.
He's very busy on Saturday.
I got a lot of stuff going on. I want to get in, get out, and get back to Milwaukee. That's what I want to do.
You could go to the Cleveland Museum of Art, the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo.
I don't want to go see art or a zoo. I want to go there, get my rock and roll on, and get the hell out of Dodge.
All right, man. What if you do you?
We'll probably end up spending the night, and I'll end up staying there Saturday. If I know me, we'll get there, we'll go to the show.
I just got yelled at. I don't want to see it. I want to get in and out. You know what? We'll probably just spend the night.
Did we talk you into it?
You might have just done it.
He talked himself into it.
Now he's
going to own business.
Now he's
going
to end up at a Days Inn.
You're damn right, on the side of the road.
Like, no, dude. Like a Motel 6.
Yes.
And they'll leave the light.
That is nice as a Days
in. Hey, no Motel 6 will leave the light on for me, and that excites me.
Maybe they will. We'll have fun on your 24-hour road trip.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
It just sounds more stressful than relaxing.
Oh, it's going to be
fun. You do you. Whatever
I'm excited.
You it's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.